As a result, assimilation for the first time became an ever-growing challenge to the Jewish world. Simply put, it became easy to assimilate, and Jews had a lot to gain by assimilating. They could advance their career as never before. Deriving from the movement, from the general Enlightenment movement, Jews began to raise serious questions for the first time regarding the nature of their own religious beliefs. One major example is the critical study of the Bible that by the 19th century was already going full steam. And this was one of many factors that encouraged the establishment of circles of Jewish intellectuals striving to introduce the new fruits of this research into the lives and beliefs of the practitioners of Judaism. And so traditional Jewish practice and belief was now challenged by new thought processes, and in particular by a Reform Jewish movement that developed originally in Germany and then spread to other lands and ultimately to the United States. And for the first time, this brought about an unprecedented split in the ranks of adherence to Judaism. And the most obvious example, and maybe the most important, for the first time, adherence to Jewish law, in Hebrew the word is halakha, that is to say, Judaism's all-embracing legal system, which embraces not just the religious aspects of life, but the daily, what you and I would call almost the secular acts of life. All of this now, which had been an absolute requirement of Judaism up until the 19th century, was now placed in question. And the implications of this question would be critical for understanding the developments of the modern period. But of course, there were other aspects of this new modern period that would become critical. We alluded to one of them in our previous lecture. In the 19th century, nationalism, romantic nationalism, became a dominant idea in Western European society and culture. People began looking, right, or trying to carve out smaller ethnic and national entities for themselves in what had once been massive empires. This is a phenomenon that we have been living through now for much of the 20th century as well. And this caught on with Jews as well. Interestingly, it caught on primarily with Jews who were rather secular in their orientation. Now, that is not to say that more traditional Jews did not have this, this national bent to them. But whereas traditional Jews believed that a restoration to the land would be God's deed, it would be something carried out by some divine intervention. He would restore the people of Israel to the land. He would restore a messianic figure as a king. The Jewish national movement of the late 19th century claimed that this was an imperative for Jews and that they could not or would not wait for God to carry this out. And so what you have here is a secular movement embracing a traditional approach to the land of Israel, but now interpreting it in modern secular language. And this caused a second major dissension within the ranks of Judaism. Because there were those Jews who claimed that by hastening the divine process, you are evincing a lack of faith. Do you not believe the promises that were made by God through the prophets that at the end of days he would restore the people? Why can't you wait until God does this? And if you don't wait, clearly this suggests lack of faith. As a result, as we enter the 20th century, we really embark on a new stage of Jewish history. And it is after 1900 years of dispersion after the destruction of the Second Temple, that we begin to encounter this ingathering, as it were. And this would raise again major questions regarding the essence of Judaism.